I think the problem in colon cancer in particular is that with the introduction of a lot of new medications, with the oxaliplatins and the bevacizumab and cetuximab, there was never a time really to assign treatment and test that prospectively. At SWOG, as well as EOTC, we actually, and the MRCC, all these three groups are now using molecular signature to assign treatment. Beyond KRAS, the ligands of EGF receptor, SWOG will use TSESCC1, MRCC will use TOPO1 expression. I think over the next couple of years, we will see these markers entering into the clinic.
So you think without new agents, we might be able to materially improve the outlook on the disease?
Yes, actually I do. I really appreciate that you're giving people like me a voice in that, you know, people also understand there is something on the move. And believe me, I'm the one who is the most frustrated with the progress, because for some genes I have worked 10 years on and my colleagues in lung cancer tested and not I. How can this be? So it takes a lot of convincing. But I tell you, in SWOG, we have two concepts approved, one for gastric and one for colon, where we will use these markers to assign treatment. And if these trials are positive, I think it will change the way we use our chemotherapies. I also think that there is too much pragmatism out and people switch and do combinations like they think, and it's because of habits, and they not think too much about, you know, questioning it. You know, you question certain issues and what should we do and what do we have to do? I say, why would I use FOLFOX and not FOLFIRI? Why? It cannot be just because it's my favorite, and it cannot be only because it has neurotoxicity. That's not good enough in the future.